this with another edition of Meow Meow Kitty and Electro Kitties, a cool cat's show. We hope you enjoyed
the show. By the way, shout out to WGXC
90.7 FM.
We hope you enjoyed.
Also, if you did enjoy, tune in next time for more.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy that took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
Aos recantos imperfeitos, com menos rigor apontar. quando estamos tu e eu, e ao meu lado adormeces, um oceano nos separa, mas tu não sabes de nada. A canção que se repete, a tristeza que me cala, o amor foi recebido, apesar do que tu calas. O amor foi recebido, apesar do que tu calas.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acreage, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada, suffering in the heat here. It's unfair. It's spring, and I'm 13.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We're often joined by our friend Fatia and sometimes some other friends, but it looks like it might just be Jada and me today. We've got this. We've done this before. We've danced this dance.
Yeah, we totally got this. It's in the bag.
We've got one left foot and one right foot. No two left feet. We can do this. But anyway, sure, go for it.
So I was just rereading one of the good old Roald Dahl classics, Danny the Champion of the World. It's one of those good old children's books. Quentin Blake illustrated it. His art style is awesome. Yes. For those of you who haven't read this book, I'll read the back. Can Danny and his father outsmart the villainous Mr. Hazel? Danny has a life any boy would love. His home is a gypsy caravan. He's the youngest master car mechanic around. And his best friend is his dad, who never runs out of wonderful stories to tell. But one night, Danny discovers a shocking secret that his father has kept hidden for years. Soon, Danny finds himself the mastermind behind the most incredible plot ever attempted against nasty Victor Hazel, a wealthy landowner with a bad attitude. Can Danny and his father pull it off? If so, Danny will truly be the champion of the world. It's very good. I give it 5 stars because I'll give Roald Dahl always 5 stars. So, yeah.
I've never read that one. I was somebody that would have, when you said, I'll read the back. For anyone that hasn't read it before, I'm one of those people. Do you have like a ranking for all of your Roald Dahl that you've read?
I really, really, really like all of them. He's just super good.
They are pretty
There's
fun.
There's not one that I like more. I really like Matilda, and I keep reading that, but that's mainly because I have that book, like, just lying around everywhere, because I read it so much. Not that I like it the most, but yeah, he's a really good author.
Yeah, always fun. And Quentin Blake, as you mentioned, has really great illustrations. I read a couple books with illustrations as well, but because they're graphic novels, they aren't books like The Roald Dahl, where they just have pictures in them. So I read a couple or a few graphic novels over the weekend, but one of them's not coming out until May, so I'll talk about that one closer to the release date. But there were two that one of them is already out and one is coming out next week. So I'll talk about those. So the first one I'll mention is called Call Me Iggy, and it's by Jorge Aguirre and Rafael Rosado, who he did write those. And I can't remember if the illustrator is the same. But Jorge Aguirre also wrote the Chronicles of Quedit, which includes Giants Beware, Monsters Beware, and Dragons? Giants, Monsters, I forget. Something like that, which I loved that series. And I'm pretty sure that Rafael Rosado also did the art for that. Check. Yes. Which is funny because when I was reading Call Me Iggy, I was not putting together that that was the same duo. It's a very different style of art and storytelling than that other series. Yeah, so it's Giants Beware, Monsters Beware, and Dragons Beware is the Quedit series. But so the one I'm talking about is not that. It's called Call Me Iggy, and it is a young adult graphic novel, so geared towards teens. And it's the story of a character named Ignacio, or Iggy Garcia, who was born in Ohio, and he is of Colombian descent. His dad had come to the States when he was a young man and started a new life in the States and had a family. And Iggy's not super connected with his Colombian heritage. He doesn't know Spanish. He actually wants to learn French because his dad is also really into French. They love watching old movies, like French foreign films. So he wants to take French class in school, but then shows up and he's accidentally been signed up for Spanish. And so ends up taking Spanish and decides to stay there because his crush is in the class. So he's like, ooh, this is a way that I can get closer to her. And also on the first day of high school, so he's a freshman. And on the first day of high school, he runs into another student and becomes like a viral meme from pictures that people take of them like picking up all their stuff. So he gets connected with this other person through that. But the main focus of the story is one day he is in the basement looking for something and he comes across an urn that he realizes is his grandfather's remains. And he somehow magically, the spirit of his grandfather, his abuelito, comes from the urn and starts trying to help him. So he helps him in Spanish class. He's trying to help him get the girl. And at first it's going really well, but then it turns out his grandfather doesn't always have best advice in both of those areas. But it's sort of a mix of, so it has this like fantasy element, but a lot of the story is about him connecting with his Colombian heritage through working with his abuelito, these different things, and through studying Spanish, and then meeting Marisol, who's of Mexican descent, and learning more about her culture and heritage as well. And this is all set during the time of the 2016 election. So it deals with some of the issues around immigration and Latinx heritage that came up during that time. So it's a really interesting book. It's a nice story, good character development. I really enjoyed it. And I'm still shocked that it's by the same person that did those Quedit books, because they're very different for a different age group and very different, like super fantasy, super funny.
Yeah.
This one has some humor in it, but it's different.
Yeah, that's kind of reminds me like when you said the two. Mom was so surprised when she saw me reading like James Patterson, because she's like, that's adult author.
Also, which one? James Patterson? Is that what you said? Yeah.
Also Roald Dahl. He started out as an adult author, actually.
Oh, yeah. I mostly know his kid stuff. But yeah, so this book's out now. It's called Call Me Iggy, and it's by Jorge Aguirre and illustrated by Rafael Rosado. So that sounds interesting to you. Check it out. It's geared towards teens, but I think it would be fine for younger readers as well. And then the other book that I read that is coming out next week is the first in a series, and it is called Unicorn Boy. It's by Dave Roman, who did the Astronaut Academy series, which I haven't personally read. I think I've read some other stuff by him in collection, like short story graphic novel collections, but this was my first, I think, full graphic novel by Dave Roman, and he does both the writing and the illustrations. But yeah, this one's a middle grade, so it's geared towards ages 8 to 12, and it's very different than Call Me Iggy. And here's the description. Go on a magical journey with this quirky young reader's graphic novel about a boy who sprouts a unicorn horn and uses his newfound powers to help those in need. The first few years of Brian Reyes's life were unremarkable. Nothing weird about this kid, no sir. Then, one day, a bump appeared on his head, and it grew and grew and grew until it was a full-blown, sparkling, singing unicorn horn. That's absolutely the last thing a shy kid like Brian wants. But destiny waits for no unicorn boy. Luckily, Brian has his reassuring pal Avery to keep him grounded as weird occurrences start stacking up, like Brian's breakfast muffin talking to him or a bizarre black cat offering him a business card. But when shadowy creatures from another realm kidnap Avery, Brian has to embrace his fate to rescue his best friend. In the pages of Unicorn Boy, Dave Roman has created a cast of charming oddballs reckoning with normal, everyday problems, like heroic destinies and the fate of all magic in the universe. Readers of Narwhal and Jelly, Grumpy Unicorn, and investigators will endear themselves to these lovable characters.
Narwhal and Jelly is one of Aaliyah's favorite book series.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Those are fun.
Yeah, it's cute.
So this one, it was fun and cute and funny. Like, it's more goofy and silly, maybe, the comic style is a lot different than Call Me Iggy, which has Call Me Iggy has more of a realistic looking visual to it. And even though it has the sort of spirit of Abuelito in it, otherwise it feels very believable, day-to-day life. Whereas this one is everything is bizarre. There's a talking cat and a talking muffin, and he has a unicorn horn growing out of his head. And there's the dark creatures that take his friend, and even the unicorn horn sings for whatever reason. But it's an adventure, call to adventure type book. So I assume with the series that we'll continue to see Unicorn Boy help people in various ways. But this one is very much he's figuring out his powers, and then is kind of forced to embrace his powers because he needs to help his friend. So it's a nice story, and I think people will find it fun. It was maybe less my style of graphic novel, what I usually am drawn to, but I still really enjoyed reading it and can tell that there's other readers that will love this. And I would read another one. I would try it out, but it was fun. I liked the characters, both the main character, Brian, and his friend Avery. And I'm curious, without spoiling anything, I'm curious to see what is to come for some of the other characters, the talking muffin. How long can you be a talking muffin for? Seems like a dangerous life. Could get eaten at any moment.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
And does a magical talking muffin, does it get moldy?
Yuck.
Or does the magic keep it from getting moldy?
I wouldn't eat it.
Yep. But anyways, that is Unicorn Boy by Dave Roman, and it comes out next week. So you can place your holds and get in line for that one if that sounds interesting to you. Those are my two books for the week. I've been reading through some preview copies of graphic novels. I have some others that I read as well, but they don't come out until May. So rather than put it on everyone's radar this early, I'll wait a little bit till we're closer to May. But I could dig a little deeper. There's a book that I don't think I've talked about yet on the show, but I did read it a while ago, so I am going to read the description for this one. So the book is called Something Like Home by Andrea Beatriz Arango, and it's a novel in verse, but I actually listened to this one. So I feel like sometimes when you listen to a novel in verse, it stands out as being in verse less than if you read it in print. But this one had won some awards at the American Library Association Youth Media Awards, so decided to pick it up. But here's the description for that one. A novel in verse in which a lost dog helps a lonely girl find a way home to her family, only for them to find family in each other along the way. Titi Sylvia leaves me by myself to unpack, but it's not like I bought a bunch of stuff. How do you prepare for the unpreparable? How do you fit your whole life in one bag? And how am I supposed to trust social services when they won't trust me back? Laura Rodriguez Colon has a plan. No matter what the grown-ups say, she will live with her parents again. Can you blame her? It's tough to make friends as the new kid at school. And while staying at her aunt's house is okay, it just isn't the same as being at her own space. So when Laura finds a puppy, it seems like fate. If she can train the puppy to become a therapy dog, then maybe she'll be allowed to visit her parents. Maybe the dog will help them get better and things will finally go back to the way they should be. After all, how do you explain to others that you're technically a foster kid, even though you live with your aunt? And most importantly, how do you explain that you're not where you belong and you just want to go home? And I thought this was a very sweet story. I think it does a good job of portraying a family situation where someone can't live with their parents, not for lack of love, but because their parents are struggling with certain issues. And I think for people that don't know anyone that's been in that kind of situation, it might be hard to understand how somebody would prefer to be in a home situation that isn't necessarily safest for them. But I think they do a good job of showing how much she loves her parents and her parents love her and they want to be together, and how challenging it is to not be able to have that. And then her relationship with her aunt and a friend that she makes eventually, and the puppy that she is trying to train to be a therapy dog. Just a very sweet book, very touching. And I think it did a great job of conveying lots of things in a pretty short book. I think, let's see, well, it's 256 pages, but remember it's a novel in verse, so it's not filling up all those pages. I think the audiobook was just a few hours long. It's a pretty quick read, and they cover a lot, both topic and story-wise, as well as character development and emotions. And yeah, it's a great book. I highly suggest.
You know, I recommend so many books, and now my list is coming as long as yours.
Yeah, I always have a very long to read list. And it's hard. I just finished an adult book recently that I really loved. And I feel like when you finish a book that is just like such a great book, you really want the next book to be that great. And they can't always be the best book for you. But I'm trying to figure out what to read next. I want that feeling again of like, this book was so amazing. But I do have a very long to read list. I'm still reading.
The awkward silence as I think of another book.
Yeah. What's next on your to read list?
Everything you just talked about. I'm getting the sequel for the Six of Crows book like this week. Cool. So hopefully, because it was nice. Through school and they didn't anticipate I would finish the book so fast. So still
waiting. I think they'd know by now.
Yeah.
When Jada borrows a book, order the next one immediately.
Or just buy both at once.
Yeah, so I've been reading a lot of books. I'm still reading the Illustrated Black History book, which I mentioned on the show, I think, a couple weeks ago. I slowed down a little bit because I went away for the weekend and I did not bring a giant book with me because I don't do that. And I might talk about it next week, but I just started very briefly reading a wordless graphic novel that sounds really good. And I started an adult novel that's maybe a good crossover for teens that maybe I'll talk about in the future. And then I'm still reading some of the Wanda Gog fairy tales that I mentioned on a previous show. So I've got a lot of things that I'm reading, but we'll see. We've got a lot to read, Jada, you and me.
I bet I'll finish first.
Probably. Unless it takes you a while to get it from the school.
Or mom. She never buys me books anymore. She's like, found this for free. Read it. You want to go to Barnes & Noble? Let's treat it like a library. That's why I like going to the Starbucks there. I at least buy something from it.
Yeah, I used to do that a lot as a teenager. We would go to a bookstore with a cafe and read magazines was usually what we read. And they didn't seem to mind. We weren't like hiding it.
Yeah, they don't mind here. I'm just reading and they're like, hello, please put the books back. Thank you. I mean, when I'm done reading, of course.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, on that note, we should probably get to reading our books and say goodbye to our dear listeners out there. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading, guys.
Into the void of space, we shine a light, a flickering force, moving at eternal pace on an infinite voyage. Explore the magic. We are never too old for new worlds to align. Life is not a race, but a moment to embrace the journey.